The can was only a few meters in front of him, but the body was in the way. He knew he would never make it. Still, he tried. He focused all his concentration on the muscles of his right thigh, and with incredible effort, managed to draw it forward underneath him. He was afraid to pull it too far, afraid he would overbalance and fall off his elbows. It had seemed to take hours to get them propped up beneath him. If he should fall now, he would never be able to get back up again. He rested then, as much as he could, with the weight of 500 kilograms relentlessly trying to drive his body into the sand. The helmet was the worst part, he thought. 50 kilos alone right there. I'd better not fall. If I do, the helmet will break my neck. He took several deep breaths, then held the last one. He strained and heaved and tried to move his right elbow forward. The pain from his shoulders erupted again instantly, as he had known it would. But somehow he had forgotten how bad it was. He screamed as bolts of agony lanced through his shoulders and down his back. For a moment his vision unfocused, his head swam wildly. Oh God, don't fall, he thought desperately, before he fainted. Later, when he had awakened again, he decided that he was insane, and that it was good. I have to be mad. I must be to get this far. To make connection, I'll have to be madder still. He shut off his mind then. He didn't want to carry these thoughts or any others further. I will stop thinking right here, at this spot, where I have reached resolve. And so, not thinking of the pain he must certainly feel, not thinking of the damage he was doing to himself, not thinking of the mere 12% power remaining, not thinking of the ants who would surely return. Not thinking, he tried once more. This time the scream was shorter. He hadn't enough strength to do it properly. When he awoke the next time and tried again, his body refused. Amazed, he tried again, but his body would not respond. This is absurd. I have strength still. I'm thinking. I must have some energy left. But he could make nothing move, no limb, no muscle. He became angry. He strained and groaned. Sweat streamed from his brow, mingling with tears and fogging the screen, and at last something gave. But he was not truly moving, only shuddering with uncontrollable spasms. This made him even more angry. He threw himself against the inside of the armor. He rocked back and forth against it. He yelled at the top of his lungs. He fell. He should have died. The fall should have crushed the life from him. But in this, at least, he and his body were united. Together, they refused to die. And then, still together, they slept.